Okay, so Iran and the United States may have backed away from a full-scale war, but of course tensions continue and the confrontation between the U.S. and Iran continues, and people in military towns across this country are watching closely. Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce reports from Colorado Springs.
There are 5 military bases in the city of Colorado Springs, and if you walk around the parking lot of the local VA clinic, it's not hard to get former service members talking about the situation with Iran. Take Alan Brown, a Marine in the 1970s. Today, he's wearing a Marine Corps ball cap and a t-shirt that reads, God, Guns, and Trump.
This is my everyday attire. I'm very supportive of this president.
He was impressed by the president's resolve in ordering the lethal airstrike which killed top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani.
And he's cleaning up mess that has been left for not just Democrat, but Republican presidency before him.
The Army post in Colorado Springs, Fort Carson, has seen near constant deployments to the Middle East since 9/11. You can almost hear the fatigue in Lena Ramsey's voice if you bring up Iran. She's a combat-disabled Army vet from the war in Afghanistan.
It just feels like history is repeating itself again, and we are in for another long haul, that we are at the start of another war. That's what it feels like to me.
Despite that, Ramsey says she does continue to have confidence in Trump and believes showing strength can sometimes be the best way to avoid further conflict. She just hopes that's how it turns out this time. Chris Mack has not been a veteran very long. In fact, he deployed with the Army in Afghanistan just last year.
That doesn't really make sense to kill someone to stop a war when the whole country backs that general.
He says Trump's decision to kill Soleimani just seems too brash and too risky.
I think he needs to listen more to his advisors up front and not be so impulsive.
It's also easy to spot active duty soldiers in the city running errands in their camouflage uniforms after the workday. Getting them to talk on the record about all this, not so easy. But in another parking lot, a strip mall, I run into 2 willing and brand new soldiers, James Holmes and Cameron Isaacs.
I'm getting a haircut at Great Clips.
You gotta get the fresh cut.
They're both Army combat medics, both 19 years old. Holmes says as he was hearing about the conflict with Iran, the first thing he thought was this might actually affect him personally. He may end up involved in it.
But that's also my expectation when joining the military. I want to get deployed. I want to serve my country.
The base where Holmes is stationed, Fort Carson, is home to infantry, artillery, and aviation brigades with long experience fighting in the Middle East. Units that stand ready to deploy again if called upon.
Dan Boyce reporting on NPR News.